Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. And if you'd like to join the more than 10,000 people who subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email, went out yesterday. It's always on Sunday, unless something happens that I don't get it out to Monday. But 99.9% of the time it goes out on Sunday, so you can have it no later than bright and early Monday morning. Just check out the opportunity to subscribe free on my website at jbsba.com. Robert L. Dillon Schneider, ladies and gentlemen, is the founder of the Dillon Schneider Group, which is a corporate strategic counseling and public relations firm in New York City. He's the author of a number of books, including one I'm holding in my hand, which is kind of hit me right between the eyes. His title is 50 Plus, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life. He's our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a privilege to be on the show. Thank you very much, and congratulations on all the recognition you're receiving up in Washington these days in the Small Business Administration.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. It sure is good to have you back on the show. Folks, Bob is one of our best friends, and when I say our, I'm talking about mine and yours. Bob, it's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to you, by the way, and I wanted you to join us on the show today because you've got such an outstanding perspective on the generations that are out there in the marketplace right now, and your new book is focused on folks who are a little bit long in the tooth, let's say, and how they feel about the marketplace these days. Labor Day is not the same as it was when you and I were coming up as young pups, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, everybody is in a very different situation today, and by the way, it's great to be on the show on Labor Day itself, but I think you're going to find over the next 15 and 20 years, next 2 or 3 years, many, many older people coming back into the job market for a whole bunch of reasons. One is to simply get well economically, but secondly, I think a lot of employers have realized that they have laid off or fired or pushed out a lot of people who have institutional memory, mm-hmm. who know how to do things. They've got to get those people back. So you've got a lot of people over 50 we're going to be coming back into the labor market.
Well, and the other thing, Bob, and I know this is something you talk about in your book. These are also people, as you say, some of them are doing it for financial reasons. Some of them are being attracted back. They're being sort of drafted back into the companies. And I'm glad to see that happening, because I agree with you about the memories. But a lot of the people are realizing, you know, I thought I'd be happy not working. I thought I'd be happy taking early retirement. The idea of playing golf all day or doing whatever I want to or traveling, what I think a lot of people are finding out is human beings were meant to be productive.
People want to make a contribution.
We weren't meant to just vegetate. We were meant to be productive, and you can only lay about so long for most of us, don't you think, Bob?
People want to make a contribution. They want to be working. They want to feel valued. They want to share their information. They want to be in the workplace. The whole idea of going to work instead of lying on the beach where you can get skin cancer, instead of playing golf where you can get a lousy score and probably have a heart attack, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Bob, there's a difference in the attitude of a person who has to work, who thinks they have to work, and a person who is there because they want to work, isn't there?
No question. I mean, there are a lot of people, again, that have to work simply because of the shots the economy has taken recently. They've got to go back to work, but there are an awful lot of people who really want to work and who want to share information and who want to bring something to the party, and they're doing it.
I'd like to encourage small business owners out there to seek out these people who are, you know, have a little bit of gray hair and are maybe not enough hair and, you know, who don't have the straightest backs or the flattest stomachs and, and mine some of that institutional gold that, that Bob was talking about. And the thing about it, Bob, this is what's cool about small business owners. There are many people out there who have those major corporate institutional memories that can, that if we can get them converted, could be incredible resources for small businesses.
Well, you know, in my own firm, we've got about 70 people who work in the company. And I would say of the 70, 60 are over 50 years old.
Wow.
And the reason we got those people in the company is because they know how to deal with big, difficult problems. They've
well,
been
and
around
you don't,
the track.
And the other thing I like about your office, you know, we, I never hear rap music when I'm in your office, Bob. It's always good music.
Never rap music. There's not too much Brahms either, but...
No.
But there is a lot of middle of the road, a lot of Burt Bacharach in the office.
Oh, no, not Burt Bacharach. Stand by, Bob. We're going to take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob Dylan Schneider is in the building. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we'll be right back.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Already, give them a chance to prove it. Thanks, Office Depot, for being on our team. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Bert Folsom, Professor Bert Folsom, Dr. Bert Folsom is going to join us. He's a professor of history at Hilldale College in Hilldale, Michigan, which is a very interesting university, college there in Michigan. And Bert is an old friend of ours. We couldn't have Labor Day without him. And he's our resident historian in the Brain Trust. And we're going to be talking about the history of Labor Day and what it means into the 21st century and how things have changed, and looking forward to getting Bert back on the show. Right now we're talking about small businesses and Labor Day and how things are changing for our labor situation. And Bob Dylan Schneider is our guest. He's the author of 50 Plus Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life, as well as a number of other books, including, you know, Bob, one we haven't mentioned in a while is your outstanding book, The Critical 14 Years of Your Professional Life. That's a good one for folks to pick up who are trying to mold their professional careers, isn't it?
I think so, Jim, and I appreciate your mentioning the book. It's about people who are really kind of just starting out. And on this Labor Day, it's worth thinking about that, because these people have a totally different challenge today than they had, say, 20 years ago.
And that's one of the things that's interesting about hiring people, about employing people these days, Bob, because as a small business owner, we're going to be managing people who are in their 50s and 60s. We're going to be managing people who are in their teens. And as small business owners, I'm not sure we've had, 25, 30, 40 years ago, I'm not sure small business owners had the availability of labor the way we have right now.
No, there's a tremendous amount of labor that's out there right now. The unemployment statistics are about 6%, but actually, I think it's quite a lot higher than that. And so you've got almost the pick of the lot. If you put an ad in the newspaper today, your phone is going to ring off the hook in terms of somebody you want to hire. If you put an ad in the paper saying you want a job, your phone is not going to ring off the hook. If you want a job, you're going to have to look for very different ways to go after it. If you want to hire somebody, you're going to have a much greater pool to pick from.
And I'd like to encourage small business owners, Bob, to really take a look at the folks who have been around a while. But, you know, Bob, they've got to be a little bit careful, and I'll tell you why. Sometimes people have worked so long for major corporations that they've become a little bit insulated, maybe a lot insulated, from the real world, the real marketplace. And so you have to do a good job of interviewing, don't you?
You do. And where we really are, I think, is this. 30, 40 years ago, people came along and they really built America. And 50, 60 years ago, right now, in the last 20 years, people kind of coasted, and they took advantage of what took place 40, 50, 60 years ago. What is happening right now is people are starting to get hungry again. They try to say, we want to use our creativity. We want to step out and do something and really rebuild the country. That's the next step ahead right now.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be done by people of all generations, isn't it?
No question. Young people, old people, people in the middle, every men, women, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, Caucasians, everybody's going to be in the game.
Well, and the thing is, Bob, and I know this sounds like somebody's dad saying this to them, but But, you know, I'd like to encourage young people to realize that the folks that you see with gray hair, you may think they're a bunch of old fuddy-duddies, but most of them have made plenty of mistakes that they'd very much like to prevent you from making, young folks. And you don't have to, you don't have to maybe do what they say, but you really at least ought to listen.
The older people want to pass along their best experience, their best ideas, their best thinking, and it's very smart for young people to listen to that and figure out how can I benefit and prosper in my own career by having a mentor.
Just exactly. Just, you don't, you know, just sleep on it, if nothing else. I mean, just listen to what's being said, nod your head respectfully, and just listen, because, you know, one of the things I tell the young people around me, Bob, including my children, is, look, I don't want to live your life. I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but if you can just listen to the mistakes that I've made and maybe to some things that I've learned, maybe you won't have to make my mistakes. You can make your own mistakes.
A smart way of approaching it, and we've all made plenty of mistakes, so it's a matter of learning from those errors.
I was being interviewed on a radio show earlier in the last week, Bob, and the host said, Jim, have you ever made any had any business failures that you'd want to talk about? And I said, well, I don't know if I want to talk to you about them, but I sure have had some. And I said, I'm still making some payments on some of those mistakes I made.
I'll never forget a major mistake I had made, and I got a letter about 3 days later from a man named Robert Barra in St. Louis. And Barra said, don't worry about it. The sun's coming up tomorrow. Learn from your mistake. Go on, and you'll be better for it.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things I think the older generations have learned is that, as you said, we realize that it's not the end of the world. When something bad happens, this is not going to be the end of the world. And I think this is something I think small business owners could benefit from the older generations as employees, is those folks are going to be more likely to look around and say, yeah, we made a mistake. What did we learn? Rather than, you know, just running away from it.
That's right. I think I'll never forget, Jim, in one case, I made a horrible mistake. My business suffered very badly as a result of it. I went downstairs in my office building. And I sat there and said, gee, maybe I should have a drink. At that point, somebody came by and said, I guess you had a bad day. And I said, oh, boy. And they said, let me help you pick up the sticks, and we're going to go on together. And it worked.
Mm. Yeah. Bob, what do you think? Well, I'll tell you, we're going to take a break in a few seconds. And when we come back, I want you to tell us what you think Labor Day is going to be like in the 21st century. Let's say 20 years from now, especially with regard to some of these barbecues. Who will be attending those barbecues? Will there be as many union people around?
Yeah, please.
20 years from now. We'll get Bob to tell us about his thoughts on that right after these messages. It's 10 Tales. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Robert Dylan Schneider, the author of 50 Plus. And Bob's books are available wherever books are sold. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. I'm excited about our good friend Robert L. Dylan Schneider being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, he's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, just an outstanding resource for all of us. And I want to spell his last name for you in case you're looking him up in any of the online stores or asking for him at your local store. The last name is spelled it's almost as hard as Blassingame, but not quite. D-I-L-E-N. S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, Dylan Schneider, and Robert L., and so check that out when you get a chance. He also wrote Moses CEO, Lessons in Leadership. They're just, what do you got, about a dozen books out now, Bob?
About a dozen books out there, yes.
Yeah, something under 2 million sold out there around the world. And wherever fine books are sold, folks, check him out at those bookstores. And the new one, is called 50 Plus, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life. And his son is an outstanding author. He's a poet. He writes poetry books. Jeffrey's is he got his second book out now, or a third one already?
My son Jeffrey has his second book out. He's very excited about it. He's a senior in high school, and the book's doing quite well.
My audience knows him. We've interviewed Jeffrey on the show before, and the last book is called Between Two Moons is a Forest. Yeah, Between Two Moons is a Forest.
It's all about the ups and downs of a teenager and his experiences in school, in sports, in life, in love. It's a very poignant story.
It's a good one, folks, and it's Jeffrey with a G. Bob, I heard this weekend that union membership in the United States is down to about 12%.
That's correct.
In its heyday, it was over 20%.
That's correct.
So what's it going to look like in 10 years, 20 years?
Well, I think that the AFL-CIO and John Sweeney are people that are not going to stop trying to unionize and trying to organize. But I think that, frankly, the role of the union has to take on a very different cast than it did in the past. In the past, the union was fighting just to get people into the workplace and get them a decent opportunity. That's all really changed now. So I think union membership is going to probably be flat for a while and actually maybe go down. And as opportunities are created in the United States, it'll definitely go down. So I think we're looking for less people in unions than we are more people in unions.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, the thing about it, Bob, is my mother and father were both union members.
Right.
They both carry the union card. I never have, and they probably never forgiven me for that. But the thing is, in their day, so to speak, the union was what helped them get safety, what helped them get some recognition, and it was sorely needed in the United States. But I'm not sure the union is I'm not sure that, in fact, I frankly think the union is probably does not as much good as maybe they even do damage.
Thank God for the union from a historical point of view. It was absolutely critical. And it may be critical again in the future. We'll just have to see what takes place in society and politics and the economy going forward. But right now, the union, I think, doesn't really bring a lot to the party. In fact, suggested work stoppages are really a tremendous annoyance to the public.
Well, and from a political standpoint, they spend a lot of union money on politics.
They do, and if you look at the corporate scandals that have taken place recently, corporations have to bend over backwards right now to be responsive to their workers. That's going to be the name of the game for the next 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Bob, we've got about a minute or so till we have to go. Any last thoughts that you've got with regard to the future of the economy?
Yes, it's thank you, Jim. It's very fortunate to live here in the United States. We have a battle for the next 20 or 30 years to really preserve the kind of lifestyle and activity that we have in the United States. It's a battle, frankly, to maintain the toehold we've got in the world. There are a lot of people that want what we have, and they're coming here to get it. And what we have to do is demonstrate the resiliency that has marked America for the past 150 years and show that Americans know how to make things, know how to operate small businesses, and know how to be competitive in a global environment.
Well, and we've got to think about those people where in the past small business owners had to think about those people being across the country or maybe across the state. Right now we've got to think about them being across the world, don't we?
All over the world. China has become the manufacturing center of the world. We make very few things now in the United States.
Yep.
We need to get that back.
Yeah, well said. And well done today, Bob. Happy Labor Day to you. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Jim, thank you, and congratulations to you on all the recognition you've been receiving.
Thank you very much. Robert L. Dillersnyder, ladies and gentlemen, I promise you he'll be back. We're not going to do without him for very long. 50 Plus is the name of his new book, Critical Career Decisions for the Rest of Your Life. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.